Good morning, good
Love
morning,
Talk
good
morning. Radio.
Yes, good morning to the leader in you. I tell you, we are back at it again. We officially are now in the fall season. And, you know, sometimes we may ask ourselves the question, what now? What do we do now when the season changes? Sometimes seasons is going to change in our life. Seasons is going to change, obviously, naturally, you know, in our ecosystem. But what do we do when change is going on in our life and we don't know what the next step is? You know, oftentimes we'll say to ourselves, what now? And sometimes we may ask that question to ourselves, what now, in the sense of, I don't know what to do. Or there's so many things coming at you back to back. It's like, okay, what's going to be coming next, you know? But I want everyone to put their mindset in the posture that even though things are coming your way in this season, that as the season shifts, as we have already shifted from the summer to the fall, your personal season in your life is shifting as well. So when you ask yourself the question, what now, speak life to what that will be. Speak life to your next season. Speak life to your family. Speak life to your business. Speak life to what you've been called to do. So when that question pops up in your mind, what now, don't think of it in a negative sense. When you ask that question moving forward, be optimistic with that question. What now? In other words, I know something good is going to be right around the next corner. No matter what the difficulties are, no matter what sacrifices that you even had to make to get to this next season, right? Sometimes as we're pushing in business, we're pushing as a leader, we're pushing as an entrepreneur, you know, we have to make sacrifices. But understand those sacrifices help to build you to the next place that you're going, into that next season. And so the reason I'm talking a lot about seasons, we are literally in a shift. October 1st is right around the corner. It's next week, guys. It's next week. So that's making sure you have your strategic plan put together, making sure you, you know what you're going to do this fourth quarter. Don't wait till October 1st to figure it out. Do it now. Do it now. You know, sometimes we ask ourselves the question, what now, when we don't even have a game plan in place. Sometimes we can be wandering around, not really having a sense of urgency because we never put a plan together, guys. To share with you, when you ask yourself the question, what now, I want you to be very optimistic, number one. Number two, I want you to ask yourself, listen, this is the week to be asking yourself, what now? What should you do next? What is the next step? What is the next endeavor? Okay? Don't allow today to get away from you. Tomorrow is not promised. What we can seize is only today. Today is the moment of opportunity that we have to press for. We have to press in. And we have to go beyond any barriers that might be before us. God, there's always going to be barriers. You know, I was on the road this morning, and it was roadblocks, right? And that's how it happens even in our life. There are roadblocks that will want to stop us. But what do you do when you face a roadblock? You figure out another route. And that's the same thing when it comes to your business, your personal life. When you hit a roadblock, something called detour. All you got to do is make a detour and keep it moving. You know, make a detour and keep it moving. Don't allow life to stop you. No, don't allow life to stop you. Let me tell you something. That is how you build your fortitude. That is how you build your strength. That is how you build your stamina, because you are able to weather the storm. And when those roadblocks come your way, you don't make a U-turn and go back to the same starting point. You find another route. You take a detour, and you keep it moving. So, again, today's topic is talking about what now. What are you going to do next? What are you going to do October 1st? What are you going to do November 1st? What are you going to do December 1st? And ultimately, how are you going to flow into 2020? What now? Only you can answer that question. Only you can answer the question of what now. What are you going to do? How are you going to move? How are you going to operate, right? Sometimes we need to even eliminate certain things in our space that is holding us down, holding us back, keeping us captive, keeping us in a box, keeping us paralyzed, right? We have to make sure we're moving at a speed in which, we want our business to grow. Sometimes our business isn't growing, and I mentioned this several times before, because the path only moves at the pace of the leader. So if the leader is moving slow, if the leader is moving casually, if the leader is kind of letting the day flow or come and just kind of, piecing things together, there goes your team, right? So, again, we have to take a moment and assess ourselves as a leader. We can't always be looking out to the other person or to the team. What are they not doing? We need to look and rise up, level up, as they say, as a leader, and execute on what we need to do. Now, listen, we have a couple days left till October 1st. What are you going to do? The question I need you to ask yourself every day this week leading up to October 1st, and it's one question. What now? What now are you going to do? What now? And answer the question. And how are you going to do that? You need to take some time with yourself this week. I don't know what day is going to be for you, but you determine what that day is going to be. You determine if it's an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. You know your schedule. And guess what? Don't say you don't have the time. You put it into your schedule and take a self-assessment before October 1st hits. I'm going to do it. You do it. We're all going to do it, and we're all going to grow and get to the next level. Listen, for those of you that are in the Orlando, Florida area, October 10th, yes, it's happening. It's right around the corner. We will be at Lou Gardens for the 1010 Strategy Retreat in Orlando, Florida. Go to my website, www.catherinetrotter.com, to get all of the information. Those of you that are not in the Orlando area, we will be having strategy retreats in the Maryland area in 2020. So stay connected, stay plugged to get that information. But also, for those of you that need immediate assistance and need one-on-one coaching, send me an email, ct@catherinetrotter.com. I'll definitely respond back to you, and we'll set up a discovery call that we can kind of take an assessment of your business and see how we can assist your business to move forward. But listen, what I want you to do right now is speak life to yourself. I am an overcomer. I am successful. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am an overcomer. This situation will not hold me back. This situation will not hinder me to move forward. This situation will not blind my focus. This situation will not cripple me. This situation will not put me in a box. The what now is I'm stepping out on faith and I'm moving into a place that I've been called to be. I'm stepping out and I'm moving out where? To the place that I've called to be. Only you know where you've been called to be. Don't allow individuals to keep you in a box and say, oh, I know where you're from. I know what you did. I know what you've been through. So, and you trying to write this book. You trying to start this business. You think you can do that? Listen to the naysayers. Do not listen to the naysayers. I'm telling you, say it again. Do not listen to the naysayers. They're just that, naysayers. And you cannot commit time to them. You cannot lend an ear to them. You have to stay focused on your path. You have to stay focused on what you know is in your hands to do. You have a gift. Stop sitting in a gift. Stop hiding your gift. This is not the season to hide your gift. This is the season to go hard, put it out there, let everybody know who you are, not in a vain perspective, but walking in power, walking in confidence, right? So listen, we know this show is good morning to the leader in you, and again, we say good morning to that leader that's lying dormant on the inside that has not taken its rightful place just yet, but we believe that you will do so, and this is the season. Before we even get into October 1st, you will write the vision, and you will execute on it. Listen, I love everybody. I'm going to see you at the top. Again, my website is www.catherinetrotter.com.